You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
It's time now to welcome in Dr. David Simon. It's another edition of Dr. Simon Says. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
For those who haven't caught our earlier episodes, tell people who you are.
So I'm Dr. Dave Simon. I'm an ophthalmologist here in Napa at Simon Eyes. That's the name of my office here in Trancas Street on Beard Road near the Queen of the Valley Hospital.
And how long have you been in that location?
So we have just been in that location for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm. And how long in the eye business?
So I've been in the eye business for over 20 years. And I'm really excited today to talk a little bit about LASIK and some of that type of service that we offer. Mm-hmm. The reason we came to this beautiful town of Napa and settled down here was the military actually brought me out here when I was working with Travis Air Force Base. And I basically ran one of the busiest military LASIK centers in the world, which is right here at David Grant Medical Center at Travis. So this subject is near and dear to my heart, and I'm so happy to be able to actually offer LASIK right here in Napa. Many times we have to go to big cities. We have to go to San Francisco, Oakland, Sacramento to get the services that now we can provide right here in Napa.
Mm-hmm. Now let's get into it. LASIK is actually a brand name, right? It's laser eye surgery was how it all started, but then LASIK is a technique or a piece of equipment. How does that work?
So that's a great question. I guess you could say that LASIK is what people recognize when they talk about laser vision correction, laser assisted in situ keratomelusis. It's a mouthful. That's what LASIK stands for. The precursor to LASIK was a procedure called PRK, which is photorefractive keratectomy. And the procedure that preceded that was RK, which is radial keratotomy.
Radial keratotomy. And that's where it started.
Right.
In my mind,
so,
yeah.
So everyone, and when I was a kid, I remember in the 80s saying, "Wow, I really want to get that RK. I want to get that radial keratotomy, so I don't have to wear these glasses anymore." And historically, RK was a really good procedure for many, but not a good procedure for many as well. And so when the success rate is somewhere around 50%, that's not a really good number. Mm-hmm. And so when PRK came out, and it's different than RK, PRK, which uses an excimer laser, a laser to actually reshape the cornea instead of using blades to actually reshape the cornea, when PRK came out, using that new excimer laser technology in the 90s, it was a huge advancement. And the success rate went north of 90%, which was huge. So if you wore glasses and you couldn't see well, at that point in time, we were getting people, 90% or more were getting 20/20 vision or better. Now we add 20 years to that, plus 20 plus years with the newer lasers and the newer medications that we use after the laser treatment, the number is closer to 96 or 97% 20/20 or better rate, which is pretty amazing. Yeah. Still 99% success rate, meaning 99% of the time, plus 99 plus percent of time, we're actually reducing your dependency on glasses. Now we might, again, only 96, 97% of the time we're getting you to 20/20 or better, which is pretty darn good. Now, PRK and LASIK are very, very similar in that they use the same exact laser, the same latest technology, excimer laser, to reshape the cornea to do exactly what your glasses would do to get that image focused in on your retina, on the back of your eye, so you can see things clearly. So what glasses and contacts do is they help focus those light rays onto the right spot in your retina so things are clear and not blurry. Again, with LASIK and PRK, we do the same thing. They both actually have the same success rate, believe it or not, about 96-97%. Depends on, again, nationwide. Some centers are a little better. I like to think we're on the better side. But 96-97% of our cases will see 20/20 or better after either procedure. The difference is, and this is what happened around late 90s, early 2000s, the buzz was LASIK. Everybody started talking about LASIK, and for good reason, because some of the higher degrees of nearsightedness or farsightedness that needed to be treated with PRK We were seeing some complications from more time under that laser. So if you have a thicker Coke bottle glasses, you're going to need more time under that laser. So we were seeing that some of those PRK patients were getting a complication, which is what we call haze, and it makes for a little hazy vision. And so it would take a long time sometimes for those patients to get better, lots of treatment. So LASIK came out, avoided that one issue. Just the way the treatment is done, it avoids that complication, plus you get a quick recovery. So the next day, you have oftentimes 20/20 or better vision with LASIK. So that's the advantage, the big advantage that happened in 2020. Now, what we have learned, and there's been some time, and as you're probably about to ask me about some of the press surrounding LASIK, 10, 15 years ago, there have been cases of complications of LASIK. And with LASIK, it's a little bit more involved procedure than PRK. And there have been some cases that have not been 20/20 even after even with correction, even with glasses. So since that time, 15 years forward now, we've had major advancements in our ability to measure the cornea or the area that we're reshaping in the procedure, and the complication rate has gone way down. And mostly because we've chosen the correct patients to do surgery on. So when you come to our center to see if you need LASIK or want LASIK, we're actually going to turn down about 20% of patients. And we weren't doing that maybe 15, 20 years ago. So we're turning down about 20% of patients based on the curvature, the shape, different things about your eye before you have had any procedure that make you not such a good candidate. And again, we didn't have the technology to identify those things back in the day. So now when you are a good candidate for LASIK, when I say you're a good candidate for LASIK, I'm very confident that you're going to do very, very well, and you're still going to have that less than 1% complication rate.
That's interesting. I always thought, I don't know why I feel like people would be like, oh, I'm getting LASIK. Oh, I'm getting LASIK. Like it was a sure thing for anybody. Yeah. But
anytime, and this is what I lose sleep about, anytime we do surgery on any patient, there's a potential for a complication. And even if it's less than 1% complication rate, if you're in that 1%, it's 100% for you, mm-hmm. right? So we do cataract surgery. It's, again, that's a less than 1% complication rate. LASIK is very similar, less than 1% complication rate. But we are very careful to make sure that we choose the right patients for the right procedures to mm-hmm. minimize that complication rate. Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing with the laser is reshaping the cornea. Is that what's happening?
So yes. So in simplest terms, yes, we're just reshaping the cornea. In fact, if you look at the shape of your eyeglasses, we're kind of recreating that shape in your cornea. And so that allows the light rays to focus in the right place in your macula. And again, another cool thing about the advancement of technology, 15, 20 years ago when we first started, the treatments were pretty standard. So if you had a certain contact lens number that you wore and helped you see well, and your buddy had the same exact contact lens number that he wore and helped him see well, you would have exactly the same excimer laser treatment. So the same laser pattern would be laid down. Now with the newer technology, the uniqueness of your treatment is about as unique as your fingerprint. So we're able to actually measure the curvature of your cornea. We call it a wavefront. So we are able to it's just like you think about a wavefront. There's nothing standard about a wavefront. It's all kind of different in every area that you're looking at that wave. And so when we treat your cornea, we're literally measuring that wavefront. We're measuring that shape at every nook and cranny of your cornea and your refraction, if you will. And we're treating that. We're treating each little area, so your treatment is literally as unique as you are. And that's why we can get people to 2015 and 2010 pretty routinely.
And you mentioned getting to that level of excellent vision. What's the most extreme that a person can be or that you've worked on? I mean, is it like 2200 can go all the way to 2020, or is there a limitation based on where you're starting from?
Sure. Well, if someone's seeing 2020, we typically aren't offering them surgery.
Yeah, right. But I mean,
it's hard to tell. It's hard to say an answer to that. But there's definitely people that have been, 2400 vision, which is the big E, and we brought them to 2020.
Big E meaning you can only see
exactly
letter on the chart.
Exactly.
She laughs. You have really good vision, I assume. You don't need any help.
I need a lot of help, just not vision-wise. Yeah. I've been very lucky. I've never...
It kind of runs in your family, doesn't it? I don't see a lot of glasses wearing in your family.
No. Right? I mean, my parents wear them only to read now.
Typical, right?
Didn't used to.
Yeah, it's you know, and some people, it can actually help them see to read as well as see distance. But by and large, we're helping people see distance better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty common. You still need your reading glasses if you need them before LASIK. Is that true?
Typically.
Yeah.
Now, there are people that are nearsighted and are perfectly happy just living in the nearsighted world, just seeing their computer, or their iPhone, and then putting a pair of glasses on for distance. And for that group, sometimes we'll make them less happy if we clear up everything in the distance and all, if they're in the over 40 some range and they need their readers all of a sudden. But like I always say, what we're doing is we're basically, if you're over the age 45 or so, we're going to do for you with LASIK or PRK, we're going to make you like a fighter pilot that's over 45. Okay. So all those guys sitting in the cockpits and gals sitting in the cockpits, you watch them look at their charts. They're all putting on their readers. They have their bifocals for their up close vision. Even though we know these guys genetically have the best vision of anyone on the planet, they're seeing, you know, they can see literally 2015, 2010 in the distance, even up into their 50s and 60s oftentimes. But up close, when you get to be over 45, there's a change that naturally happens in everyone's lenses that makes you a little more reliant on reading glasses. Now, again, sometimes we can tweak the surgery so you can actually see distance and near using something called monovision, where one eye sees distance, one eye sees near, and we really make sure that you're a good candidate for that before we offer that to you. But overall, yeah, it's a good procedure as long as you, it's not something, you know, you hear about LASIK, it's something, a quick and easy procedure, but you really have to go to a reputable group. You have to go to someone that's been doing this for a long time, someone that, has done a fair amount of cases and has seen the complications. Yeah. And so that's how we know as surgeons in general, that's how we know how to choose the right patients for any procedure.
Yeah. So how long does it take? It happens in an office setting like yours. It's not a hospitalization or anything, obviously.
Right. It's outpatient. It's actually it's an in-clinic procedure. The procedure, it's funny, depending on the procedure that you have, it can be as little as a 6-minute procedure for both eyes. It can be a very short procedure. We like to allot about, 20 minutes per case. But
that's crazy, though.
It's pretty quick, and I had the same procedure done 20 years ago with really good results, and I'm still, better than 20/20 after 20 years. But it was the most nerve-wracking day of my life, laying back and staring at this bright light and having, some dude mess with my eyes. And fortunately, I had faith in that dude because he was the most experienced surgeon in Washington, D.C. at that time. And again, I see him at our national meeting. I say, thank you, Raj, for making me see better. I think about him every year that I see him at the meetings. But it's... No, it's a very nerve-wracking thing to go through eye surgery, just psychologically, to think about somebody messing with your eyes. But our job is to make people very comfortable. We're going to lay you flat on a bed, basically. It's a chair/bed during the surgery, and you're just going to stare at a bright light, and 10, 15 minutes later, you're starting to see better.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That's astonishing.
Nuts.
Yeah.
So you experience the improved vision right then, like you get up out of the chair, you see better, or off the bed?
So typically, again, with LASIK versus PRK, and I don't know if we need to get into the details of the procedures necessarily, but with LASIK, you're not seeing perfectly well as you get up, but you're seeing a lot better than when you sat down, but you're seeing kind of through a steamy glass window because there's a little bit of swelling you're looking through, and that's just normal with any procedure. You're going to have swelling. In the eyes, when it's in the cornea, you're looking through that swelling. So the first few hours after surgery, you're a little blurry. You wake up from your first nap, you're starting to see the world really nice and clear, and usually you can see pretty well, literally after that first nap of just keeping your eyes, something about keeping your eyes closed for a little while helps. But when you wake up the next morning, it starts to get really nice and crisp, nice and clear.
That's astonishing. Yeah. I was thinking back when you mentioned radial keratotomy. Keratotomy, did I say that right?
Right, radial keratotomy.
I remember it flashed on for me somebody who worked at the radio station all those years ago. This is probably late 80s or, coming up on 1990. Had it done. They had those little red slash marks all around, right?
Oh, wow.
The radial
effect
of it, like spokes on a... tire.
Sure, sure.
And there was a period of time with that. That took some time to find out what your result was going to be,
right?
Didn't it?
Right.
But this is very different now.
This is a little different. We can be a little more exact. When we do procedures that are laser-assisted in general, in the surgical world, there's a level of accuracy. It's difficult to replicate. And so the advancement, like I said, with PRK, which is completely different than RK, that level that we were able to get, 20 some years ago now, has really revolutionized. And again, we've been doing similar technology for 20 plus years. And when a technology is used that long with success, you know, it's good technology. Mm-hmm. It's not changing every other year. You know that it's actually solid technology.
Yeah. So, most people don't know really the shape of their eyeball and the
right
parts of it. So they need to come and get that checked out first. But is there a category of people that are generally not going to be a good candidates for this?
You know, it's really hard to say. The best thing to do is just come in for that evaluation. If you see family members and every time you talk to them with their mask on, their glasses are fogged up, or if you yourself or, your glasses are fogging up every time you exercise, and it's a nuisance, if you're in that category, come on in. We can evaluate you. Mm-hmm. We can tell you pretty quickly what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Is there a lower age limit? Do you have to be fully grown adult?
Yes, that's a great question. So I do not offer LASIK or PRK to patients under the age of 21. There's something about those last few years of the teen years and up into our early 20s where sometimes we have a little growth spurt. And what we're after is a lifetime of vision. So we don't want to do that too quickly. Otherwise, and that's when you hear about people saying, well, I had LASIK and it wore off. Oftentimes those people had their surgery maybe a little too early. Mm-hmm. So we're very careful about looking at stability. So we don't want your glasses or contacts to be changing much within a short period of time. So that's another thing that you look at. If every single year you go in, your contact lens numbers or your glasses numbers jump up by large amounts, then you're probably not a good candidate. Mm-hmm. If they're staying the same year after year, then you could be confident that you're probably a good candidate as long as everything else looks good.
Mm-hmm. So something that only takes maybe 6 minutes to do is probably very inexpensive.
That's not necessarily true. Not
you
necessarily
are
true.
Talking about lasers here,
yeah.
Barry.
So the average price, and again, every procedure is different, but the average price per eye, and that's, again, everyone's thinking, what's the price of this going to be? It costs, when you come in for an evaluation, it's going to cost $150 for the most advanced eye exam you've ever had, the best eye exam, most intense eye exam. It's going to be, like I say, about an hour or hour and a half eye exam. And with that exam, you will get a glasses prescription if you need one or if you'd like one. But with that exam, we're going to be able to determine if you're a good candidate. Now, the nice thing is, if you are a candidate, you don't lose that money. That goes toward your procedure. The average price for a procedure is about $2,500 per eye. So a lot of people don't put that out there in advertisements because they want you to come in before they tell you the price. Mm-hmm. But, we want to be up front. We want to be up front.
I like that.
And so it might be a little bit more for some procedures, a little less, but it's average about
$2,500. If you think about it, $2,500 to see better without the use of anything else seems pretty...
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I think the last pair of glasses I bought 20 years ago costs almost... $700.
Yeah.
So if you think about what we spend on glasses, just
Barry
like it's nothing.
Barry buys them.
I was just going to say, the last pair I got when I was a Kaiser, using Kaiser, had coverage for it, mm-hmm. was, this is years ago, to $450, $500.
Sure.
With a progressive bifocal and all the different things that you need. And, what if you step on them? What if you scratch them up? Like I get a couple of years out of that, scratch them up, need a new pair.
Sure.
That adds up pretty darn fast.
Oh, yeah.
So.
So again, lifetime of vision. So if you do the math, it's actually worth it.
Dr. David Simon with our Dr. Simon Says segment for this week on LASIK and...
And in conclusion, Dr. Simon says...
So Dr. Simon says, if you or one of your loved ones are bothered by your need for glasses or contacts, please come and see me.
Alrighty.
Good job picking up your cue.
Well, you scared me. You looked at me, and I was like, what?
I gave you the eye look.
I know, and I didn't know if I did something wrong.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And if you want to reach out to me, you can reach me by calling 256-5000 or on the web, SimonEyesMD.com.
That's right.
SimonEyesMD.com. Thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thank you for not creeping me out with too much eyeball talk today.
You're quite welcome.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.